Sports Radio 92.9 A Game. My name is Mike. She's Allie. I got to come back to her in just one second. He's Squidbilly. That's Dylon. You know, Bo, I'm surprised you haven't caught this because she spends so much time kind of calling you out about the way you talk.
What?
I'm talking to you right now live on the radio while you're singing.
I wasn't singing.
You were.
Dylan,
yes,
asked,
you were.
Dylan, tell him what.
You know, he wasn't singing. Bo and I were having conversations about music. Yeah, well, and, you know,
what
we need to play
Grant.
Music. Yes,
we get
exactly.
Paid to have this dream job of talking into this microphone out loud on the airwaves in Atlanta. I don't need you talking to Dylan.
We were handling important business, Mike. I'm going
to
defend Bo. We're handling important business.
Here's the thing. She's here too.
I know, but I want to talk about Allie, so you're the only person here that I can talk to. I can't believe you haven't caught this.
What?
As much as she talks about you saying Matt Olson, have you noticed that she, in the way she says foul and fair foul Friday?
No.
Have you noticed that it sounds very much like vowel?
Vowel?
Say foul.
Foul.
Well, she goes, and you guys tell me, is this foul?
Foul.
I was like, a minute. Like, Bo's going to catch on to this in just a second.
It's almost like she enunciates it too much.
I
think this is foul. And you need to go back, when you do your recap, you need to go back and listen to the very beginning of Fair Foul when you brought in Fair Foul. Fair Foul. Fair Foul.
That's embarrassing. I'm going to fix that. Thank you for the constructive criticism.
No, I don't want you to fix it.
I appreciate you straight calling out the grammar police as they do to me, I'm a little disappointed you didn't like tell me away from Allie where I could just like
where we could just keep saying foul.
Where I could start saying
next Friday we could have been foul.
and wait till she catches on to what we're doing.
Man.
That's what I was. I thought we were closer than that.
Yeah,
it's the second time you've hurt me in like a month. You know the whole you not being happy for me with the driver's meeting hurt me.
Now
this is another. You know,
there was a smirk on my face when that lightning delay happened. I'm not going to lie.
And, Bo, the other thing about this, too, is I'm going to have you back here a little bit, too. Were you a part of, because Mike got to go to the driver's meeting, too, that y'all talked about. Were you a part of being able to get him in there? I mean, wow. So not only was he not happy for you, but you were still such a good friend and such a good co-host allowed him to get in there.
What he doesn't know is I had texts between myself and Dustin and Tyler, you know, our friends at Echo Park Speedway. I caught myself. And I was like, hey, I ain't going without Mike. And so they said, Mike's obviously going, and don't worry about it. And then I helped with the ideas of how we were going to, you know, make our show, and I was going to take the heat if we got, you know, if somebody said something to me about, you know, playing an interview while we were there. And nothing, man. He just wishes evil.
Wow. We did have the truck cranked and ready when
you did all that for him, and he's still taking shots.
And then we're in the middle of the show, and he says on the air, "I hope they don't say your name out loud."
I just want to state for the record,
be the ones
that
closest
started
to you,
with
man.
Me taking a shot at Allie.
I know.
I don't
you
know how this got spun on me.
You two were supposed to be bonded on this.
Yeah, I know.
Like, this was supposed.
We found a way to make it.
Foul.
Mafia versus Nation. Yeah, foul.
He made this segment foul.
No. Don't worry. You've become quite the little cheap shot artist over there, and I have noticed it, and so I will take I will start writing notes down, because I you guys aren't in studio.
Yeah,
Allie has a piece of paper and a pen, and I'll be like, I'll go into very country Bo, and all of a sudden I'll look over, and Allie will look down. She'll move her mic and she'll start writing with her pen, and I'm like oh.
It's a gotcha moment.
And then I'll hear it the next morning on the recap. And start the show.
404-726-0929. It is time for the wake-up call. I want to hear about you guys' plans for the 4th of July, as well as your temperature on the Braves right now. And I think this is probably a moment to commiserate. You know what I mean? It's one of those things where we can kind of come together and talk about the emotions that we saw yesterday in Braves Kingdom. It is what it is, and we're all just kind of coming together on that
point. And you made a point, Mike, earlier about how after all the news yesterday, you're like, I'm just going to live in the moment. I'm just going to watch this game. I had settled on, okay, this is not our season. Like, this is just not. Yep. And then that game happened, and I'm right back on.
It just draws you right back in.
It draws you right back in.
That's it. It's a yo-yo. It's an addiction, really.
It's a situationship.
Yeah.
You change your status on Facebook. It's complicated.
It really is.
Oh, man.
Somehow I started getting the Facebook notifications from this Braves Facebook group. God, I got to find a way to block this thing because it is just the negativity of all negativity.
Yeah, that's tends to be that way in the middle of the season when you have lost, you know, three of your opening day rotation. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. Let's welcome in our buddy Ja out in Cobb County. Ja, what's going on, my friend?
Good morning. Good morning.
Hey, man.
My plans for the 4th, we bought probably about $2,000, $3,000 worth of fireworks and, you know, be good Patriots. That's usually about it.
Hey,
do you live in a neighborhood, Ja?
Oh, yes, sir. We have enough space for that. It'd be in a safe area.
Okay, cool. All right, appreciate that.
And as far as the Braves, you know, man, like I said, man, it's just one of those seasons. The guys who we paid long-term dollars, they're just not doing it consistently. And, you know, fingers are being pointed everywhere. But, you know, you got to kind of just buckle down and come back next season ready to work.
Yeah. Ja, you got anything on the menu for tomorrow? What you eating? Anything on the grill?
Lamb chops, chicken. And then I let my girl do all the sides and stuff. But I just, you know, grill the meat and let her do the sides.
There you go. That a boy. Appreciate the phone call, Ja. Good luck with them fireworks.
On the fireworks thing, this tweet is so mean. I don't know how we got to be to a place as a society that hates fireworks. I'm sorry your dog doesn't like them, but your dog doesn't dictate my life on the 4th of July. And it's half of me is like, I'm so in on that.
I know.
And the other half is,
I know.
The other, okay, so I'm in on that. I am a wholehearted, like, you know that it's happening, right? Mm-hmm. Side with the people that are like, but July 4th is July 4th, not July 1st, not July 6th. You know, like, if you're going to do them on July 4th, go ham and use them all. Yeah. It is ridiculous, like, that it's not dark on, like, July 7th. It's, like, right there where you can barely even see them, and people are, like, just letting them off.
It's like I talked about yesterday, and my wife and I have had to come to terms with this. In Sandy Springs, where we live, you set fireworks off 6 days out of the year. Mm-hmm. It just is what it is. And we have come to terms with the fact that, you know what? Fireworks 6 days of the year, or five, or whatever, four, whatever people. We'll have to learn to deal with that. It is what it is. And you find your workaround. You go to the Georgia Hemp Company and you get whatever you need to for your dog, and you help everybody deal with it.
Well, I hate that there's no workaround for parents. You know how on New Year's you can run the Netflix like countdown.
Yes.
The countdown to New Year's.
Yep.
You can't exactly do that with the 4th of July. No. You have to wait until it's dark outside to watch those fireworks. There's not even a workaround for parents with it.
Yeah, and it's. Look, we're going to make it into an event with my children. I told you about putting my daughter in a big bed. And look, if y'all are scared, you hear fireworks, we'll all hang out together. So it is what it is. It's definitely more difficult on New Year's Eve,
mm-hmm.
because it's midnight. And you're like, dude, that's a whole other scenario.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I can deal with it at 9:30 on the 4th of July.
But Amy bought these headphones for Pork Chop. Like, she found these headphones on Amazon. I'm trying to, like, pull them up because – There's some kind of headphones that are supposed to, like, help with, they're like earmuff ones,
yeah.
for like a baby, and they're supposed to help noise canceling for the fireworks and stuff. They're muffy baby. It's like a headband that goes on. I saw
a baby at Echo Park Speedway with that. Aww. With that exact head thing.
Look at that.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
I saw that because I had never seen anything like that. Yeah, yeah, it's like a ear canceling headphones mixed with like a sweatband around the head, like a LeBron James style, like Derek White.
Yeah, they're pretty cool. Pretty cool.
Let's go back out to the phone lines, Dylan. Let's go over and talk to our buddy Chris out in College Park. Chris, what's going on, man? Hope you're having a good 4th of July weekend, I guess, leading into it.
Yes, sir. And as Mike would say, the vibes are high.
There it is.
The vibes are high. Good morning, fearless leader.
Sir, how you doing?
Doing super fantastic. Allie Mac Daddy.
Good morning. That's my father.
Boss, I guess.
Right on. Hey, I'm a little late on this one, but call.
Yeah.
Yes. When the news was hot about the Hawks, I couldn't get in and commentate, but I just wanted to come on today and say I got two wake up calls. But first, so happy about what the Hawks have done in this off season. And Ansi Saleh, you might just be taking the love from Alex Anthopoulos and Terry Fontenot as our favorite GM now in the city. And what so many people talk about, getting a basketball guy or a football guy or something, you know, and it feels like he's that one. Everything looks good on paper. And my wake-up call, because the East is wide open this year, and we all know it, with other teams and their injuries, my wake-up call is to whoever the Hawks strength and conditioning coach is, get him in shape.
Yeah.
And the next one, yeah, and the next one is to our head coach, Quinn Snyder. Get your X's and O's together because you got a squad this year. So this is one of the first times in years I've been really excited about the Hawks in the middle of the summer. On that note, everybody have a great 4th of July and hashtag Squid Nation, hashtag Squid Squad.
Yeah, thanks, buddy. Good Happy phone fourth. Call, man. And I think we all kind of feel the same way about the Hawks. It has been a fun week. You can't let that kind of go by the wayside without still talking about them. We had this conversation earlier, and I want to get to one more phone call. Maybe we can have it on the other side of the break about Atlanta sports karma and how it feels like one thing goes bad, but another thing always seems to become good right around the same time. And hopefully, you know, it can lead to some good things coming for the Hawks, what the Braves are going through.
Yeah, I'm not sure if we have to sacrifice two for two. I mean, I think it sounds like we've sacrificed the United and the Braves.
That's a good point.
In the Braves season, and I'll take a Falcons and Hawks season. So, you know, and non-birds for bird seasons. Also, I've seen this Luke Kennard article real quick. I've seen it. I don't need it sent to me anymore. There's some rando out there who is an NBA analyst. Yeah, that was awful. Thank y'all. And
I was like, Dylan's not near his mic.
And he's not. I've never even heard of the guy. And he's like killing the Luke Kennard signing. And it's like, oh, they ruined their perfect. It's a couple of our listeners, and that's the only reason I mention it. Guys, he is exactly what he looks like. A 44% three-point shooter that come off the bench and score. Yeah. Not here to play defense, none of that. He's essentially replacing Bogey.
Yeah. Dylan, let's try to get one more phone call in. Let's go out to our buddy Wayne over in Decatur. Wayne, what's going on, man? Hope you're having a good Thursday.
Oh, yeah. So far, so good. About to go to the steel mill in Decatur, lift these weights, so
yes,
it's going to be good. Unfortunately, I gotta work this weekend, but I don't mind keeping the city safe. So I'm working this weekend, but we are going to have a potluck at the job, so I'm tasked with bringing some potato salad, and whatever else they do, it's fine by me. You know what I'm saying?
But I wanna
take a turn here, and some of you Braves fans, if you was born after 1991, you were born in the good times. Mm. I'm 58 years old. I grew up on Pete Van Wieren. I grew up on Ernie Johnson Sr., Skip Carey. I grew up on them, and the Braves weren't very good. Some of you folks in Atlanta are spoiled. Who has been the most relevant franchise in Atlanta for the last 30 years? The Braves. Who delivered championships in the last 30 years? The Braves.
Mm.
When the last time they had a losing season? I don't know. Y'all are spoiled. It is what it is. Don't blow up the team. Run it back.
I tell you what, Wayne, that's a phenomenal call. Because that's what I said that a couple weeks ago, that we have become spoiled as Braves fans, because the only time we've lost in the last 10 years is when we literally knew that we were rebuilding. You don't blow it up because you have an off season. And don't hit me with they sucked last year offensively. Yeah, they were also just ripped apart by injuries. This year they are healthy offensively, and they're not playing well. That happens, but you don't tear it apart, and you're not. That's not what they're doing. They're not going to tear it apart.
Yeah, it's a good point. We have been spoiled for quite some time. We've had it good. Now, this hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, start packing. And coming up, the grill master of my house and 92.9's Braves insider, the Grant McCauley, will join us to talk about these Braves and if we've been spoiled for too long. That is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
that beautiful Odyssey app.